so to sort of to wrap up here, do you have anything for the? I made Nick do this too, but do you have any sort of teases for the next arc for things to look out for?
Well, the crap really hits the fan, I think, is one way to put it. I will say 13, and Nick will probably agree, was probably the most difficult issue for me to draw. And you will probably see why when you read the issue. It was just insane.
It's because you tried to put David and Burpee into it.
It's probably. Yeah, probably. but no, like, there's copious amounts of detail in every panel, and we have a myriad of different settings, plus the biggest amount of crowd shots I've ever drawn in a comic are in this issue, and it's only going to get even crazier is with issue 14. So, but it's a lot of fun, and I think I said this to Nick when I sent it, and he liked it, but I was like, it's very Invisibles-esque. As you know, I mean, he and I are both big fans of Grant Morrison's Invisibles, and this arc in particular, I think you can really see the influence, or at least in 13 especially, you can see the influence.
So just to put a final note on it, do you have anything else that you want to add that we didn't cover?
Well, tell Nick you want more Morning Glory babies.
I'll send him an email when everything goes live, and I'll say, by the way, you should really listen to the part about the Morning Glory babies with me and Joe.
Yes, and everyone listening or whatever, they need to get on this and push Nick for it.
well, all right, Joe, thanks for doing the special study hall with us.
My pleasure.